See, let's talk about some new employees at Carrington Schools.
Yes, this new school year, and we have some new employees joining us, and we're happy that we were able to fill all our positions. So, but at our elementary school, we have I think everyone knows Mrs. Short retired, and we have a new elementary principal. So Mrs. Helseth has been working with us already throughout the summer, and she's doing a great job, and I think it's going to be, you know, a good change for our elementary school. I think she has some good ideas, and I think, you know, I'm looking forward to working with her.
All right. Sounds good. So her duties started already.
Yeah, so she's been working throughout the summer. We've been through, she's working with some teachers on some different training programs that we're going to bring into our elementary school, and I think we talked a little bit about those last night, and I think those are all going to be positive changes for our elementary school.
All right, and then some other new employees in too, right?
Yes, we also have a new counselor, so Mrs. Foth, and she comes from the Jamestown area. She's working with the Litchfield School District last few years, and then also we have, you know, several new elementary teachers. First grade, we have, you know, Mrs. Page. So Christy Page was with us a few years ago, and then had left, and now she's back with us. So we're happy to have Mrs. Page back in first grade. Sarah Tweed in second grade. So if you're used to be Sierra Rosena, so that's something that our community should know Sierra a little bit. So Mrs. Tweed is with us. And then we have Miss Broughton. So she's a former student also. So we have several former students coming back, and that's good to see.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, all right. Go ahead.
And then at our high school, we have also some new teachers. But just to finish up with the elementary school, we have Lori Richter coming in for special education. And she was with the Pingree School District last year. And then we also have a new art teacher. And she works both elementary and high school. So that is Miss Troutman. And she's out of Valley City State and Enderlin High School. So, and high school music, we have Miss Mulgard. So she comes from Minas State. And the last one at the high school, we have business ed. We have Miss Page. So we have a mother-daughter combination coming into our school. We have Mrs. Page and Christy Page, and then we have her daughter, Josie Page.
Right.
And then we have the same thing with Mr. Broughton's been with us at the high school for many years, and his daughter, Nikki Broughton, will be at the elementary school.
All right. Well, that's cool. That's all coming up here for the 2017-2018 school year. So,
yes.
All right. Well, sounds good. We're glad to have those new employees at the Carrington Schools District here. And then the school board meeting was last night, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So let's talk about that. Construction going on at the school. So what's all happening there?
Well, I think the board received an update from our committee. We have a school board and myself for... We form a facility committee, so Joel Lemire is the chairperson of that committee, and he gave a report last night to the board on just an update on the current status of the project. So if you've driven by the campus, you can see what we call section or area C is obviously coming out of the ground. You have the gymnasium walls are up. We have some of the locker room areas being built on the south side also. The cafeteria, if you get behind the gymnasium on the north side of the gymnasium, you have the cafeteria and commons area that's you know, all been backfilled and the plumbing has been installed underground there. And so what you're seeing going on now is they're moving into Section A, which is the main portion of the elementary school that those foundation walls have been, the footings have been poured and the foundation walls have been set on that, and they've been working backfilling that for over the past week or so, and that takes a lot of backfill to fill that area. You can see they're doing groundwork around the perimeter of Section A and C there also, just trying to landscape that a little bit. So the first couple of months of the project back in April, May, and beginning of June, a lot of the work there was with piping underground, with sanitation and storm sewers. All that piping had to be placed underneath all those facilities and throughout the ground. So that work has been completed. Then you saw the footings go in, you saw the foundation walls go in. So that's all been done. Now you'll start seeing the structural walls going up around the perimeter of the school. What we're trying to focus on this week and hopefully in the next week is try to get our parking lot. I think that's probably, if there's one area that's probably a little bit behind, I think the main project is on time and moving forward. We're really happy with that. I think we would probably like to see a little bit more progress in our student parking area, and hopefully that gets taken care of here within the next week.
And that's the parking lot to the south of the school, right?
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, what that was used for all summer was the staging area. It was a great staging area. We understand that. But it's time to move their staging area. And we saw a little bit of that going on last night. They're starting to move out of that area. I think it just takes a little bit of time. That parking lot needs to be rebuilt and get ready for the final, paving, which will happen at the end of the project, you know. But I think a lot of focus hopefully gets done in that area this week.
Yeah, and you know, if you drive by the school lately, yeah, a lot of activity going on, and it's looking really good. And you said, for the most part, still on schedule, right?
Yes, I think the main project is on schedule. I think there's different, you know, segments of the project, but I think they're moving along fine. I think, you know, we're probably a little bit ahead of schedule on some areas, but you know, in the area of, you know, the bus shops and in that parking lot, it was a great staging area for them. We understand that probably helped them stay on time and have good progress throughout the summer. But it's time for them to kind of move out of that area and give it back to the school. So, and I think we saw a little bit of that happening already this morning too.
Okay. Yeah, school less than 2 weeks away. Starts August 22nd, first day of school, 8:30 a.m., right?
Yes, 8:30, yeah.
We're talking this morning with Dr. Brian Dukeshire, superintendent for Carrington Schools. Let's see, and then, yeah, like you said, you know, a lot of activity going on around the school with the construction. There's three main crews working, and then, you know, subcontractors, so they're all kind of working together to have this project come or complete by still on target for next week, or I'm sorry, next fall, right? 2018.
Yes, we're looking to be, you know, end of, you know, middle of July, July 15th or August 1st, somewhere in that area. That's what the contracts say. So, you know, I think we're still on progress. We're still a long ways from the final product, and there's still many, many months to go, but, you know, they got a good start this summer, and I think we're happy with the progress so far. It's a big project, so, and there'll be inconveniences, and I understand that. I hope the public understands that. I think we saw a little bit of that last spring already when they first started going, so it changes our school day a little bit. It changes just some situations when people come to visit our school. You know, we have football going on in that area, football JV and varsity football, junior high. You know, people come and visit, there's going to be some inconveniences, but, you know, in the long, you know, hopefully everyone looks into the future and sees that this is something that's going to be a great benefit to the school district for the next 50 to 75 years. So a little inconvenience now for a good product for many years.
All right. Sounds good. Next school board meeting coming up next month, Tuesday the 12th, right?
Yes. This year, our school board meetings will be at 5:00 on their past year. They're at 4:00. So we're moving them back 1 hour. So September 12th, 5:00.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks so much, Brian, for joining us. And getting ready for the school. What's all planned here for the next couple of weeks before that first day of school?
Yes, we have some training with staff. We have what we call our classified personnel. They're in tomorrow morning, and those are bus drivers, custodians, cooks, paras. So we meet with them tomorrow morning. We have a coaches meeting next week where all our coaches come in early in the morning. We meet with them and discuss different items with them. We have all our teachers coming in for 2 days next week for professional development and some training. So yes, even though school starts officially on the 22nd, we're moving forward as we speak. So a lot of activities going on.